This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Aaron, thank you for noticing my
You're
haircut.
You're welcome. It looks great.
I'm nervous. Can I go? Do I have to be here for this?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, I need you because I think you're going to be on my side on this. And I think Aaron's going to hate both of us
is how this is going to go.
So please don't leave.
I was so excited. I thought we were going to be on the same team.
Okay, so just as a quick point of reference, Tiek, the long-haired T-Hack has slowly but surely, like just this morning, I was like, I don't remember, I think I was on Instagram. And you know how you see, I'm just mansplaining Instagram, but like you see all the stories from, like you see the people whose stories you could click on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your Instagram picture is hair bag long.
Yeah, like shoulder
you
at least.
You have not updated it from two shortenings ago. It's like super long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's still long.
Past shoulder.
It's still long.
Yeah, it's long, long enough. It's like Dave Grohl. That's when you're Costco Dave Grohl.
Yes.
When you,
So
it was weird. Like, when I saw that, I was thinking about your hair this morning, is what I'm saying. And then you walked in today, and I was like, oof.
Mm.
Like,
oof.
Well, I don't know if you. I don't. Mm. It's. Do you know?
Keep digging, bud.
No, you know how it is when you see a girl who comes in with a haircut and you're like, and you really liked their hair before, and then you look at it and you're like, do I mention, like, I wonder if they hate, like, because sometimes you go in like, I just want you to like trim it up, trim the dead ends, and then the person's just like,
all of it's dead.
And then like, then you, when you walk into work, like people are like, oh my God, it looks so great that you're so brave to do that crazy haircut. And it's like, I hate it. And you're like, oh, and then it looks terrible. Like you don't know
what to say.
Yes. And so with TX hair, having me just see his long, long hair.
Sure.
And see what's going on right now. I don't know if
yeah,
you
I don't
want
like that.
This. If you do you want, okay.
Yes. Yeah. It's still long. It's just like flowy
is
back.
It?
So, well, yeah, it is, I would say.
Yeah.
When I came in, Aaron said, nice haircut. She noticed my haircut right away, which is interesting because I actually got a haircut a couple days ago, and nobody noticed.
Interesting.
Which leads me to my story, all right? So I go and I get my
hair. You're saying we've seen you with this haircut and we didn't notice it.
Kind of. I went and I got my haircut, and I go to the guy I always go to, does great, trims it up, flows it back. Puts the layers
I imagine
in.
It's like a beauty school or somewhere where they're not totally qualified, but like they're on their way. Sorry.
I never checked. There's not diplomas hanging on the wall, but so he cuts it and it's normal. And I go home and I style it or whatever. And there's like one piece that's just kind of wonky. It's just kind of sticking out, you know? And I'm like, I'll give it a couple days, give it a couple rinses and stuff. It's still sticking out. And now I'm panicking because I'm like, I paid money and I have the hoarder in me where it's like, if you pay money, I'd rather you take more off than not enough because then I feel like I got my money's worth.
Oh, God.
You know?
I'm so nervous because now I'm looking at his head and I'm like, am I seeing the wonky piece or did he go and get it fixed?
To be fair.
Because he looks like he could be head injured on one side.
Hold on, will you look at me?
Right.
No. To be fair, I did think that you got a haircut last time, but I was like, maybe it's just new products. I couldn't tell what it was, and I never noticed a wonky piece.
Okay.
So then or now.
It was bothering me, and they have this policy where it's like, within 7 days, come back, we'll fix it. Anything you don't like, 7 days, we'll fix it. Which to me, and Slacker, I think to you, is just out of the question.
Mortifying, and yes. I'm never doing it.
Thank you. Thank you. I would. It's terrifying.
I don't send food back at restaurants, even if it's not what I ordered.
I'm the same way.
I'm afraid. Like, for restaurants, I'm afraid they're going to spit in my food. I don't know what they're going to do to your hair.
Right. And you know what I mean? It feels like they give you the little spin in the chair. And what do you think?
You should have said then.
But even that, I'm like, fine. Looks good. Like,
for sure. Yeah.
Which is fine because, like, I'll do that too. But then if I notice something, yeah, go back.
No way.
And just be nice about it. That's it.
I understand everything you're saying, and you are right. But that doesn't change the way Tiak and I were raised.
I used to be that way, to be fair. Mm. I've said that like 14 times in this
you
break.
You used to be like this?
No, to be fair. That's what I've said. Okay. I need to stop.
Well, yeah, my wife is much like Aaron, where she's like, no, it's their policy. Go back. You don't like, basically, shut up complaining about it to me and just go fix it.
Then she should go back.
With me?
Yes.
I want my hand?
Yes.
I beg her to. She wouldn't.
Yeah, I can't be the complainer one. I know, but it's easy. It's just like, my wife made me come back.
That's so gross.
Oh,
that's,
I know it's gross, but it takes the onus off of me.
Gosh, that's gross.
Can I just say
come
this?
On.
That's the main reason why I think I might get married again.
Do you make your
complainer.
Own doctor's appointments?
No. I have not been seen by a physician since I got divorced. I am falling. I've gone to urgent cares and I've done Teladoc, but I don't go. All right, I'm lying. I did go to my PCP because I needed blood work done. But I mean, it took an act of Congress for me to do that. That's what you have SIG others for.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. So she is convinced. She's like, you need to just go and have them fix that part. And so I'm terrified because it's confrontation adjacent. It kind of feels like, so I call ahead. I looked online. You're like, you're supposed to call and schedule it. You're not supposed to walk in. So I call. Yeah, we have an opening. So, okay, I go. And I walk in and I'm hoping it's with the same guy so I can go, hey, my man, you know, you just this little piece, you know, it's not. He's with another client. So a woman takes me over to the side and I'm like, just don't look at me. Don't look at me. I don't want him to see me coming back, you know.
Oh, my God. Your anxiety is so me.
He does. He sees me.
No.
I give the sheepish, most
sheepish.
Hey,
man, you messed up my hair.
Yeah, the wave of all time. Hey. And he's like. Hey, because it's like, I don't know if they get in trouble or anything. Like, hey, you had 6 clients come back last week. I don't know. Do they keep stats like that?
Probably.
You know, and I was like, I don't want to.
He's probably fired. His whole family is living on the streets right now.
Absolutely not.
In fact, he's on the phone right now begging for. No, keep going. I'm sorry.
So I sit down with the lady and I tell her, I'm like, there's this wonky piece. And she's like, okay, she's cutting it. And as she gets to the back, she goes, oh, I see it. Absolutely. It's right. This whole piece, this whole layer is like not cut right. So she fixed it. She does it all. And it is a little shorter than what it is.
So this is fixed?
This is fixed, okay. Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I need to know what you want me to do about your hair right now. So we're supposed to like it now.
It doesn't matter if we like it or not. It's if T-Hack likes it.
I know, but I'm just trying to be supportive.
You're not doing great.
No, but I am because I'm asking him what he wants me to do.
And that's...
It's adjacent to supportive.
I don't know. I don't even know what I want to do.
So
it's just the awkwardness of, and I was guessing this is, you would be totally against it. And I knew Aaron would just be like, yeah, just go. Not a big deal. Why are you even thinking it? And I nailed
it. So you understand. Please text in 303-222-5423. Tiak needs a new place to cut his hair. You can never... ever go back there again.
That you're so right. This is where it gets weird. As I get out of the chair, this new barber, this woman, she goes, let me give you my card. So now she gives me her card. So
you're
now,
done.
I've got
you're
two. Done. And I don't know. Now I can never you're show my done. Face again because now I'm nope. choosing one or the other. Either way.
Nope.
It's fine.
No. You don't get it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.